diagnosing a cough by cell phone. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Does this person have the flu? Pneumonia? Just a common cold? Medical professionals might have a good idea if they were able to hear the cough in person. Soon, it might be possible to just into a cell phone and get a diagnosis. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding research that seeks to make software to analyze coughing. The software being developed by Star Analytical Services would compare a cough against a database of pre-recorded hacking of people with known ailments. Suzanne Smith with Star Analytical.
We thought it would be particularly helpful in places where there wasn't a lot of diagnostic equipment or microbiologic equipment, so that if people needed to make decisions about how to treat pneumonia in particular, if people could understand the likelihood of the pneumonia being caused by a bacteria or a virus, and that those types of pneumonias generated specific coughs, that we might be able to help.
In layman's terms, how does the software work? How does it know one cough from another?
When a person coughs, the air moving quickly out of the lungs through the throat and the mouth causes that burst of activity causes vibration. The different structures of the chest and the throat and the mouth and the nose, they all vibrate at different frequencies. The different vibrations generate different measurements, and we are hoping that we can determine that depending on the amount of mucus in the lungs and throat or the amount of inflammation, will change the characteristics of the vibration so that we can determine whether a cough is occurring in someone who has no illness or a less severe illness or a more severe illness.
Mobile phones are awfully imperfect recording devices, and the human cough is actually a pretty difficult thing to record cleanly, I would think, because it's such a violent sound sometimes that it would seem to distort a cheap recorder pretty easily. Are you sure that phones are sort of up to this task of accurately interpreting a cough?
Well, we don't know that yet, but technology is evolving all the time, and we're hoping that if we can demonstrate the usefulness of a tool like this, that would motivate the technology to evolve in such a way to be able to accommodate such a capability.
Tell me a little bit more about the possible applications that you could see for this technology if you're able to successfully make it work.
Our vision for this was to provide a capability for first-line health workers in isolated villages. Hold a phone up to a child who is coughing and be able to transmit the cough to a central location where we would run the algorithm and be able to generate a probability as to whether this was a bacterial pneumonia versus other types of pneumonia.
Suzanne Smith with Star Analytical Services. The company is currently building its database of coughs. It believes it needs about 1,000 of the recordings for the software to be effective. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.